body, right? And he's attracted to it. It's like, ooh. The first thing, like, it's instinctive. It doesn't actually say, it's like, oh, there's a girl. Oh, there's a girl.
This
guy's reading my notes here. Oh, there's a girl, right? So that's what he thinks to himself. What exactly does he see?
From a distance?
Like, you stop and think. It's like a weird question, but what exactly does he see? What's exactly, what stands out about her? The answer is her uniquely feminine
qualities.
Features. Her uniquely feminine features, right? You notice the female aspect of her figure. Okay, so you guys see a girl from afar. Exactly.
Hourglass.
Exactly. So you notice her chest. You notice her torso, right? Her hips. That's like what the guy sees, right?
Programming.
Now, what is... Exactly. Now, exactly. Now, what does he see? What goes on in his brain? Like, you know, what's happening for the guy at that moment? You know, right? Yeah, you know.
It's a housing unit.
He
that's
looks
what
away
that
way.
You want Milky.
Right? You know what you see. But let me show you. Let me stop for a moment and actually describe to you what he's looking at.
Okay.
This is not what you're expecting. Okay? What is he actually looking at? Okay?
Is she good to have babies with?
Okay, now, again, what he sees, you know, there's a sexual toy. There's a sexual opportunity, right? What exactly, again, if you ask him, he's longing, he sees her, all the body parts that we just described, right? That's what he wants. So what's the role? That's the question. What is the role and goal? What is the role and goal of a woman's feminine,
care baby,
feminine, you know, features?
The housing unit.
Her breasts, her hips, her genitalia.
Oh.
They serve a critical purpose. Okay, what they're designed for actually is they're an extremely sophisticated apparatus. Yeah, those body parts, right? Which are designed as hardware for fertilizing, creating, incubating, carrying, birthing, and nourishing babies.
Yeah,
that's actually what he's looking at. So when a guy turns and stares at a woman's attractive feminine body, what's he really looking at? He's really looking at what he really sees is two milk dispensers on her chest. Relax. Easy there, right? Easy. Two milk dispensers on her chest, right? With baby milk. Relax. Designed, right? But what? That's what they are, right? But they're disguised. Right? As two beautiful, you know, irresistible gems, right? To call his attention. Right? He's looking at without being too graphic, right? He's looking at a birth canal dressed up as a, you know, as a pleasure center. That's all he could think about. It's like, wow, this is amazing, right? When he sees her figure and her hips, what he's actually looking at is a scaffold.
A scaffold.
Yeah. Built and used to support a pregnancy, widening the base of the woman's body so that her belly can grow and swell outward, allowing her baby, or possibly his baby, to develop without her tipping over.
Ah.
All right? That's the basic reality. And by the way, this is... The Torah references it. Rashi on the Chumash in chapter 1 already talks about this. Right? God built women like a building. That's the language.
Housing unit.
Yeah, like a housing unit. Literally, that's the word. Binia, vayiven, like a building. Wider on the bottom, right? In order to support upper stories.
Right.
Okay? So men don't have that problem because men don't have a belly that sticks out to here. They're not going to fall over. They're not going to tip over, but a woman will tip over. So this is part of the architecture. It's
so
just
cool.
A divine genius, right? And God built women that way. So, but this is all like, this is the truth. In other words, the truth of the matter is that she's going to spend much of the time, right, those body parts will be spending much of the time of her life taking care of those babies, nourishing, let's say a woman nurses, let's say, for 2 years, a year and a half, nourishing her children all day, every day. That's the truth of the matter. But the guy doesn't see any of that. In other words, when the guy looks at the girl, he doesn't, it's staring at him right in the face, right? He doesn't see that. He does not see that, right? What he sees is an amusement park. That's what he sees.
Right?
He sees the exciting female features, and he has his own ideas about what they're supposed to be used for. Yeah. Right? So he's quick to develop his own exciting plan. I like to call it the man plan.
Yeah.
The man plan. Okay? What's his plan? He's looking to score. He's hoping to score with this girl. That's all he's thinking of. But God has his own plans. Here comes the brilliant genius, right? God has his own plans. So there's the man plan and the God plan. Right? Or I'll call it the man plan and the Lord Accord. Oh. The Lord Accord. God has his own ideas and man has his own ideas. Okay, the man plan, sex. The God plan, children. The man plan, his present desire in this moment. The God plan, future progeny, right? Continue the world. The man plan, penetration, right?
Solution.
The Lord Accord, parenthood.
Wow.
The second. Okay? The guy sees, the guy sees breasts, right? God sees babies. Exactly. Right? The guy sees hips. God sees family trips. The guy sees genitals. God sees generations.
Ooh.
Right? This is what I call God's form of family planning. Family planning. Right? You go to the drugstore, you see family, people teach you about family planning. You know what? Yeah, God has a plan. Family planning. You know what it is? That you should have a family. Okay? That's God's concept of family planning. To make this woman like, whoa. Okay? So it's kind of like guys think about income all day, right? Guys think about income. Well, this is what I call another form of man's hyper-focus on income, right? If you could, maybe it's not so nice to say it this way, but income's his maleness, right?
His commodity.
His maleness. But God thinks about outcome. Outcome's a baby. Right? Men are into the income and God's into the outcome. Almost like God's running a sophisticated, invented and runs a sophisticated manufacturing business with import and export.
Wow.
The man takes care of the import, the woman takes care of the export. Right? And the guy's not even thinking about any of these things. Any of this. It's not, he's totally lost to this, right? He's focused on his own stuff. Now, could a woman, does that mean that, is there something wrong? In other words, is a guy allowed to enjoy his partner's body? Yes. Is that God's plan? Yes, that's also God's plan. It wasn't like, oh, God doesn't want it. God says, what do you mean? You were at yesterday's class, right? You're supposed to enjoy it. Right, sexual intimacy. That's not bad. But let's just realize that there's another purpose, or even a greater purpose, right? And that is perpetuating his own legacy, building a family. Right, and that's exactly the first message that God says. Right, here's what I want. I'm asking you, go have sex, enjoy yourself, and build a world. Right, reproduce and be fruitful. Let's just look at this just a little bit. Let's go just a drop deeper here, okay? Could it be that, what does every person really want deep down? You know, like we all, like, you guys, I don't have to convince you. Like, you want sex? Everyone wants sex. You want pleasure? Everyone wants
love.
Okay, fine. Is there anything else that we really want? Like, what, you know, if you know that you got X amount of years to live, right? Or you're going to die tomorrow, God forbid, right? What do we really want?
Feel
what do we really want? We want to accomplish something. We want to create something, right? We want to have a legacy. So even though when he sees a woman, right, a person's first instinct is like, oh, all he can think about is the physical, you know, the physical attraction and interest. But perhaps God creates, there's a deeper level of psyche, which is that the guy doesn't even realize it. But what he also wants is he wants a future. He wants a legacy. He wants to leave something behind in this world. One day, all of us are going to be on the ground. All of us. One day, we're all going to be, it's not so far away. These decades go quickly. What do you want then? What do you want then? Don't you want to have left an impact on the world? So God puts that into our psyche. Like, sex in order. Yeah, you're saying that.
But a lot of people don't want to have kids.
I get it. Because they, why don't they want to have kids?
Responsibility.
Yeah, because they don't want. They want a free ride. They want to have fun.
Well, right? Some people can't have kids.
They don't want to take responsibility for other people. Right? They don't want to have to pay the bills and stay committed to one person.
There are those that can't have kids, like they're born sterile.
That's true. So that's
very unfortunate.
Yeah, that's.
Is it? You could still have a non-biological children.
Yeah. So the Thomas, yes, that's true. Yes. Okay. So that's an option.
Adopted.
That's an option.
People, like,
that's also good. It's a big mitzvah.
Question and answer.
Yes. It's a big mitzvah. It's a big mitzvah to do that.
Can I also mention that as a male and as a female, they usually say, they say male is known for being a giver and a female is known for being a receiver. Surprisingly, our body is literally designed as us having the ability to give.
Right.
Right? We have the phallus. And the woman, she has the canal where she can receive.
Wait,
it's
what?
Very interesting.
Right.
I find it so interesting how that's literally, you know, goes hand in hand.
Right, correct. That's part of the Kabbalistic literature talks all about this. Yeah. You had a question.
Does the Torah speak on vasectomies at all? It probably wasn't even a thing in the Torah days. Or does anyone speak on about vasectomies?
The Torah does talk about... Yes, the Torah does talk about... The Torah describes it as a prohibition to sterilize someone.
No way.
Sterilize. Prohibition. It's a prohibition.
I'm sterilized.
The Torah presents it as a prohibition because...
hopefully.
Because...
the whole purpose of...
the whole purpose of... Yeah, God said, hey, here's my opening message. I want you to
that's crazy.
Clone yourself. You know, leave something behind. Like, create a future. Yeah.
I'm going to give you a couple gets married, right? Like, they're still pretty young. Like, they don't have, like, necessarily financial means, but like, they get married. Like, she's still in seminary or yeshiva. Like, they're like finishing up, like, figuring out, getting into, like, where they have, like, finances and stuff together. But, like, they want to have sex, but they're not ready to have a baby yet. Like, they just don't have the means of it. Like, they don't have a home. They don't have the money to afford it. Could she be on birth control for a certain amount of time until they're comfortable?
Yeah, but the rabbi, if you ask any rabbi, he'll say, get married. In other words,
they're married.
Yeah.
They're married.
Get married.
But they just need like another year or something before actually being able to have kids.
But also with that...
That can work out. Yeah.
That being said, it also change the woman.
I'm Jewish.
Hormones and stuff like that. That could lead to her not having kids. In this case, I know.
Which?
Particularly, like a girl.
I want to have kids too.